Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Zaid Al-Nafousi from QNB Financial Services. I want to welcome everyone to Qatar German Medical Devices Company 2019 Financial Results Conference Call. From the company, we have Mr. Isa Khalid Al-Muslimani. He's the board member and managing director. Mr. Abdullah Dhamish, he's the finance manager. And Ms. Mayel Baroudi, board secretary and IR officer. We will start this conference call with a presentation on the group's performance, followed by questions and answers. I will now hand over the call to Ms. Mayel Baroudi to get us started. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Ziad. Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I would like to introduce myself. As Ziad said, I'm Mayel Baroudi, the board secretary and IR officer of QPMD. We would like to wish all of you a good health, especially during this coronavirus time. And please stay home, take care of yourself. And secondly, I would like to thank the Supreme Committee for Crisis Management under the Qatar leadership about their transparency during this crisis. And thirdly, I would like to give a note that QGMD logo right now, and as a part of her social responsibility to support Qatar in all medical supplies that is required, from face masks, from gloves, all the medical supplies that are needed during these hard times. So QGMD is there for you, for everybody, and as a part of the social responsibility, we can say that we are here. Now we are discussing the Q4 2019 financial highlights, and we have also some good news for our investors about reducing the loss. We are trying to survive, and I will leave the call to our finance manager, Mr. Abdullah Dhamish, who will explain more about these details, and we are ready for the Q&A regarding our financials. Please, Mr. Abdullah, you can start.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Thanks for everybody for this chance to introduce myself. At the outset, allow me to introduce myself to you. My name is Abdullah Dhamish. I'm the finance manager for Qatari Germany Medical Devices. I recently joined the Germany Qatari family, and as you know, there is a heavy burden from previous years. Therefore, the company board of directors decide to make fundamental changes in the leadership of vital department in the company in order to move the company to the place that is appropriate to them and befits its current and future capabilities. Indeed, these changes were made, and there were tangible changes that reflect positively on the company and its performance. Just name a few. The company entered a new market, such as Pakistan, Iraq, Africa, and Libya, making up for the niche market. Confirmed purchase order have been signed with Hamad Medical Corporation with amount of more than 10 million riyal, which in turn will have a significant impact on the income statement for the first quarter of 2020. And the company cash flow will be also affected positively, okay, to improve the financial ratios of the financial position of the company. We all know the size of challenge facing the Qatari market in the light of a blockage. Also, opportunities still exist to overcome the effect of the blockage by working together and accepting the challenge. So we are now in a situation that we are stable and we are conformed, and we are very confident of the support that we are taking from our partners, our creditors, and our investments. Thanks.
Now we are ready for any questions, if you would like to start. Thank you. Thank you. If you wish to ask a question at this time, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star one to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal.
Can you please tell us if the upcoming demand for masks and medical supplies from the government sector and the private sector, how is that going to impact your bottom line, your revenues and whatnot? And specifically, and also how your expansion to other countries is going to impact that? Can you give us like some highlights, please?
Yeah, as we know that due to the blockage that we have facing in Qatar, okay, we have go ahead to search for another market that we need to put our products there. So alhamdulillah, we find a huge demand from that market, okay, especially in Asia, okay, and there is a huge demand for our products, okay. Along with our government support, okay, to be, because we are the first and the only one factory we have in Qatar. So we have a full support from the government to achieve all the goals to put our share in these markets. And alhamdulillah, we have got even more than what we have in Asia. We go to Latin America, we have win a tender for Baho, okay, for supplying our products in the last quarter from 2019. So these extensions will be affecting our cash flow. And this one will be have a huge impact also, okay, to have a good strategy to expand for other markets, to improve our product line also, and to search for alternative solutions for other products also.
Many thanks for that.
We have one question over the phone from Akbar Khan from Al Rahan Investment. Please go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for the call. Just wanted to understand in terms of your products that you have, to what extent is your product portfolio relevant for the current COVID-19 related demand that there is in Qatar or globally? Which part of your portfolio covers the areas that are in demand, or does it not? Thank you.
This is a valid question, actually, and this is nice. Actually, this is our time, okay, and this is our يعني, critical situation we have now in the world, and we have a good facility and with a good supply chain and a good logistic to meet the demand of the corona requirement. Actually, we are now we are dealing with all companies along with the government, okay, to meet the demand of the supplies of the medical consumables like face masks, like face shield and gloves, and more and more and more. And we are actually we having a huge chain of professional suppliers, professional people to meet the demand locally and for the region. So we are lucky now to have this much of demand, okay, which is we have our own product and our own suppliers.
Great, thank you. So do you, given the changes and given the considerable progress you've made in improving the financial situation of the company, you know, you've done a great job in bringing down your expenses, you've cut your finance costs, etc. So When do you expect that the company will, which year, is it 2020, 2021, 2022, do you expect that the company will reach net profit break-even?
Yeah. We are. As I am saying, we are facing a huge challenge from the market, from the blockage, and we will not give up. And our head is up, inshallah, alhamdulillah. And if you see in the financials, we have reduced the general expenses from 2018-2019 around 49% from in 2018. The general expenses administration was 8 million. In 2019, it reached to 4 million. So we have a huge work to reduce the expenses, okay, without touching any production entity or effectivity of the company. And also, we have a huge stress about the finance cost. We also reduced that one, okay, around 10% from the finance cost. We are managing 2019 to reduce them, and we achieve, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Also, we have stopped bleeding of some area which is sucking our income, like impairment of assets. This one has been stopped. Provisions for the trade receivable, also this one has been stopped. And also the provisions of the slow items from the inventory have been stopped also. So in conclusion, we can say that we get from 2019 with a good impact. Even the losses has been reduced from 12 to 10. And inshallah, in 2020, it will be our year, okay, to improve our capability to make a profit or break even point, inshallah.
Sorry, the line was a bit unclear. What was the last number that you said, please?
The last number is about, we are stopping the provisions that has been bleeding our financials from 2018 for
them. No, sorry, just the last 5 seconds of what of your answer. You said you mentioned a number. I just didn't hear the number.
The number of in 2020, we will have to, inshallah, we are targeting to make a profit, at least we all break even point in 2020, inshallah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1. As there are no further questions at this time, I would like to hand the call back to Saeed for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, if there are no further questions, I would like to thank everyone for participating on this call. Please do reach out to us at QMDFS or Qatar German Medical Devices Company's team if you have any further questions or inquiries. Thank you very much and stay safe. Goodbye.